Truly,
it is about time to get with it. How many of us are really getting with what are important things for us in life? How many of us are really putting our attention to attitudes and ways that are very vital for us to accomplish the greatest good that we can accomplish in our world? Unfortunately, too few, too few. We were talking at the table the other day about our pets and how our pets are so wonderful. And then the comment was made, well, you know, little Love doesn't like it when he has to give up his bed to the cats because the cats just love Little Love's bed. Now, we are the masters, not the cats, not Little Love the dog. We are the masters. And it's up to us to say, Little Love has his bed, and he is so thrilled with his bed, and he is. He loves it, he climbs in it, and he sleeps in it, and he knows that that's his very special place. And now that we have two kittens, these two kittens are growing up, and they're thinking, well, these are lovely places to be too. Let us crawl into this bed, and let us see how this bed is. And so we think, isn't that cute? Isn't that charming? And because we think it's so cute and so charming, we empower the kittens to do this, whether they really want to do it or not. Now, kittens like to lay anywhere. They sleep anywhere. They get on a chair, they get under the bed, they go wherever. And they're not really concerned about Little Love's bed. But we're concerned about Little Love's bed, and so we think that the kittens want to be in Little Love's bed. All we have to do is say, this is Little Love's bed, and it's always his bed. It is his place for his refuge and his place to go where he wants to be and be at home, because it's his home in home. Now, if we are going to go around saying the kittens want the bed, just because it is an appearance, then we will empower the kittens to want that bed. Now, the next thing we'll do, we'll say, the kittens love dog food. The kittens love to eat Little Love's dog food. And sure enough, they start eating Little Love's dog food, and they have no interest whatsoever in it. They are very picky. They are very choosy. But we put the cause in motion that they want to eat Little Love's dog food. And so, lo and behold, they start eating Little Love's dog food. And as they eat Little Love's dog food, what do? They're learning to like it. They're learning to love it. They're learning to think that that's part of their diet also. And this is what we do. This is what we do. We put causes in motion, and we don't realize we're doing it. We don't realize the power of our words. We don't realize the impact of the things that we're saying and thinking and doing. Sometimes we give just a little piece of cake to one of the kittens, and they say, "Woo, that's so good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness." And otherwise, they would never go for the cake themselves. If we say, "No, kittens don't like cake," kittens just love to eat what they love to eat. And they love to eat their food, food that is programmed just for them. They love the food that I buy for them. They love the food that is theirs alone. You see, whenever we put this cause in motion, we are speaking our word, and we are saying something very, very positive and very, very precious. And it's up to us to speak this positive, precious word, because if we don't, then some other word, which may be spoken in more enthusiasm, may be spoken in more attitude, and it becomes the reality. What reality do you want in your life? What reality do I want in my life? What expectations do I have out of my experiences? Do I think that I am surrounded by beautiful, harmonious people? Do I think that I am a joyful, wonderful, happy person, somebody who is just filled with peace and love and goodness? Do I think that? Do I think that every time I turn around, I am running into beautiful experiences that just illumine my life more than anything in the entire world, and I am the happiest guy in the world enjoying it? And that's just a case. That's just a case. I say that when I walk on my meditation path, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I've been taking the walking sticks along on the path, that the walking sticks that you use when you're doing mountain climbing or when you're going on cross-country ski, and it's a very wonderful device because I'm exercising the upper part of my body where I hadn't been exercising the upper part of my body by just plain walking. And walking is fun too. I'm really enjoying that. Rex goes along with me and we have a great time. Now, I've been taking one of the walking sticks along, and that's kind of fun. But the handle of it isn't useful as a single walking stick because it has the straight-up handle. Ingeborg had an extra cane lying around, so I thought, well, I'm going to try that cane. I'm going to use that cane to walk around the path as a walking stick. Oh, but what will people think? Well, people think, that old man, he needs to have a cane. That old man, he needs a cane. He needs a cane to walk. He needs a cane to walk. Are some people thinking that? If I think they are, they are. If I think that people are thinking that I need a cane now to walk because it's more comfortable for me to walk with a cane, then that's what people think. But if I think people think that this is my mountaineering stick, my staff. When a shepherd goes out with his sheep and he has a staff, does he need that staff to walk, to balance him, to keep him up and keep him going? No, not at all. He has that staff because it's just something to work with. It's something to, I don't know what he uses a staff for, but maybe he uses it to direct the sheep. He points the stick over this way. Come on, sheep, this way. Come on, sheep, this way. And he could do the same thing with his mind, and he does. Usually, a shepherd thinks his thoughts, and in thinking his thoughts, he's thinking about all of the things that are valuable and wonderful to him. And when a shepherd thinks his thoughts, the sheep are totally harmonious with the shepherd's thoughts, because the shepherd thinks that the sheep think whatever he thinks is what is to be thought and be done. And this is what it is. This is just what it is. Whatever the shepherd thinks, this is what the sheep do. Now, we are the masters of our world. We are the masters of our thought. We are the masters of everything in our life. No matter what it may be, we are its master because we are the thinker who thought the thought in the first place. Now, if we ever think any thoughts detrimental to ourselves, if we ever think a derogatory thought that denigrates who we are, then we are very foolish because we're empowering a thought to go out into the universe from us, and that thought is a thought which is going to be thought by all the world because we empower it to be thought. Now, do we really want to do that? Do we really want to do that? Or do we want to say, I am the master of my thought and I think good thoughts. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm a happy fellow. I make affirmations about myself and my world, and I affirm it strongly and powerfully and wonderfully, and I love it, and I live it, and it is me, and it is the most wonderful thing I could ever imagine for myself, because that is my divinity, and that is who I am. Today I claim my mastership of my words, and I claim that little love enjoys his bed all the time. It's always available, waiting for him. Kind of fun, isn't it? Kind of fun to think those thoughts, know those things. And that's what it is. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.